Those are from Sergeant Road by Craig's.
Yeah. Craig's took them then?
No, I took them when I was over there. At 8:33 on the clock, we'll bring the Board of Equalization for June 19th, 2019 to order. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Durgentil, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I wasn't here, so somebody else needs to do that.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Hill. Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Patty? Do you want to say anything on this? I guess we'd look for a motion to approve or disapprove the maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services, Inc., effective July 1st, 2019 through June 2020.
June 30th, 2020.
I'm sorry, June 30th, 2020.
I would move to approve the maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. This is basically what you've done each year. This would be the referees. No.
This is my maintenance agreement in my office. So basically he comes down and works for me for commercial residential, and he's actually my full-time, not full-time, but contracted appraiser.
But he's here the majority of the time, seems like.
He does an excellent job when we need him.
Any additional discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Now would be for the referees. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agreement between Standard Appraisal Service and Gage County for consultation services for the Board of Equalization protest hearings.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Discussion on this. Patty, do you want to talk about this at all?
Basically, he has been working on this a little bit already because we've had some protests in, so the quicker we get going, because unfortunately they all come in the last week of June, like the 30th. So, and this year I think you can even take them a little bit longer because when's the 30th fall on? Does it fall on?
It falls on Sunday.
On when?
Sunday.
So I think you can still take them Monday, so they may not come in until. And you have to have them done by the 25th of July. So I think we set up the 17th. That's the afternoon of the board meeting at 1.
Oh, you did?
Well, you were going to workshop last week, and so we had some that we scheduled for Friday that Daryl's going to hear a bunch. And then they have to go to to the full board. And
so the 17th, you're planning on the hearing?
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon is Michelle, because when she sent the letter out, works for, because generally we do it like at 1 on the day of a board meeting.
Exactly, yeah.
But you'll need, I think, how many, you'll need a quorum that day, won't you? Because the other meeting was a little too soon.
Yeah. To get them done. We'll have to have a special meeting. So that's
it's possible, yeah. It just depends, because we just don't. How many do we have now? 60 or 30?
Supervisor Dorn's requested to be there that day for reading.
Okay. Quite a few people have come in and talked to me for, most of the clerk's offices, girls are sending them down to me, and we're trying to go over what's going on, because a lot of them, the comment is, I haven't done anything to my property for years, and that's not necessarily the basis. I mean, we're looking at sales, we're reacting to the market. Some of them don't have that large of increases, and we haven't increased a lot of them for a number of years, but the sales are up there. I think the biggest thing I've heard is the taxes in Nebraska. Of course, that's an ongoing subject. And that, you know, we never got any relief in the legislature. And so those are one things that they talk about the most. And those are things that, you know, the value is what we're basically responsible for. So a lot of them, I think they walked away not real happy, but I think they at least understood it. So
additional discussion on preparing standard appraisal service as a consultant for equalization protest hearings. If none, vote. 7 in favor, motion carries.
One thing I did want to add, Eric, is Lloyd Dickinson has been gone for a few weeks, but we talked about him for Agland. We only have 2 or 3 at this point. So I don't know, because I don't have anything written from him. I can get that. But we used him last year, if anything came up for Ag. So I don't know what your feelings are. He just kind of wrote a small.
Do you have him under that? Whatever he wrote, do you have him under additional contract, though, for the other work?
I pay him just out of my budget. It's kind of, and so maybe I can, if we don't have that many.
That work still?
Be out of my budget, but I think I'd probably get, unless it gets to be a lot of them or something. We can kind of see, and if more and more come in, then the only thing is, if a lot would come in, he can also do residential, you know, and it just depends how, with Daryl, how many he can get done, too, because he does do other counties, so.
Would we need a contract with him if he's only coming in for a few, if it doesn't get to be a large number?
She's hiring him, or you're hiring him, I think. He's working for Board of Equalization.
On protests?
That's right.
Which is basically a subsidiary of this board.
He did write up a little thing last year that was a small contract for so many dollars an hour, and this is what he would do. So.
Yeah, I would suggest something like that, or a memo.
So that just
you've got
have it on
record.
The next
I would suspect that the auditor would like that too, just so you got a written document that you're not just basing it on a handshake and an agreement like we used to do.
And we can kind of see, because if it gets overwhelming with the number of residential, Lloyd can do residential too. He doesn't really do, you know, he'd rather do ag, but so.
Maybe if you just put something in then. Anything else?
Concerning that, you know, I think Lloyd, over the last few years, has done an excellent job. He's the one that hears the farm end, acreage, whatever. And I feel that'd be a good way to go again this year, because he hears all of them rather than and then passes judgment on all of them the same.
He's very professional. Yep. He's very efficient. Yep. He does his job well, and he's never taken advantage of us. He does his work and charges us for what he does, but he's excellent. He's just excellent.
For me during the year, actually, he keeps my sales book up as far as the Agland. So he does a lot of good things for me as far as helping me figure Agland values and to verify sales and stuff, too. So he does know the market down here. Because even though he's retired, he does do some appraisal work still. So,
and like Terry said several times, each time we have someone in there, a referee, there is that consistency. Is there anything else for equalization? Seeing none, we'll adjourn at 8:43 on the clock.